Welcome, and welcome, friends, to another edition of DBN Elite Podcasts. Today, we're going to take a short departure on compatibility and relationships, and we're going to talk about some things which come to affect us all. Now, you may or may not want to believe the things I'm about to tell you, but we all come to be affected by the vibrations which numbers have upon us. Sometimes those effects can be quite subtle, and sometimes they can be quite profound, depending upon what it is that you're numbering and why. So, let's begin. To go down this road, I'm going to teach you a small principle in numerology, which is in finding the base vibration number for any complex number. Here, we will assume that any number with more than one digit, all kinds of them, may have a vibration which is not obvious, and most times it is a number which is not even apparent or visible within the number which we're looking at. With regards to any single digit, say 4 or even a 7, of course 4 is a 4 vibration and 7 is, yes, a 7 vibration. So that's easy enough. But what about, say, 23? The simple math is that you take the number you're considering and merely add up all the digits of that number. So whether it be a number of 2 digits or 14 digits, it doesn't make a difference. So in the case of 23, that is a 5 vibration number. We got there by adding the 2 and the 3 together in that number, and that gives us a 5. So that's easy. In the case, say, of 1,228, if we add up all those digits together, we would get 13. Now, you'll find that when you add a bunch of digits together, you still might not get a single number, which is fine. So then you may merely repeat the process again. So now, 13 is 1 plus 3, which then gives us a 4. So in the end, 1,228 is a 4 vibration number. It is really that simple. So let's do one more example just to be sure you've got the principle down, because knowing this will come in handy later as we progress here. I want you to take 5,407, and what you'll end up with after adding up all the digits is 16. Now, that in turn is a 7. So, 5,407 is a 7 vibration number. Honestly, it's that simple grade school math, and anybody really can do this. So why, you ask, is this important? It comes down to a set of characteristics which each number can have, which gets reflected back into that one single digit. So no matter which single number you want to discuss, each has a set of characteristics and qualities which goes with that number, each of which you can come to know and understand easily. We all can. So, what's the deal with soccer moms? We're going to start with, of all people, Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky became one of the greatest and most famous of all hockey players to ever live. He set records in many ways, and there have yet to been anyone, or very few, who can come along and or who have come along who have accomplished what he has accomplished as a hockey player. Now, when Wayne first got drafted into the Edmonton Oilers, he ended up having, as a player, the number 99, which is interesting. Now, 99 is, of course, the highest two-digit number you can have. And it's true that Wayne was a phenom when he played junior hockey as well. But professional hockey is truly a few steps up from junior hockey. Just being a junior phenom is no guarantee that you'll come to be known as the great one. But he did. My point is, regardless of why, the number he chose, aside from being the greatest or highest two-digit number any player could wear, 99 is a 9 vibration. And that number set him up for serious expectations to be very good. That is why a 9 vibration does what it does. The 9 is like a grumpy uncle who tells you have to do better. You must become the best. Funny how that worked out, huh? For soccer moms, most times, the mom or the kids get to pick their numbers, their player numbers, as to what they want in the sport they're about to play. So, be it a 4, or an 8, a 22, or a 10, the child is subtly living under the influence of that number. You may not believe that, that's fine, but speaking of soccer, you might want to ask yourself why it is that in professional soccer, all the top players in the world wear number 10. What is that? Now 10, as you might guess, is a 1 vibration. 1 is the number of the individual, the leader, a leading force to getting things done. So when a professional soccer player is wearing 10, and especially these days, he is signaling much to the opposing team, which is really a message of watch out. Here I come. Try to stop me. And yes, people notice those things. So, Mom, if you ever have your son or daughter who is out there to choose their jersey, be sure that the message, what expectation you're looking to pin on the back of your child. You may not think it matters, but trust me, it really matters going forward. So this leads us to something which you likely will find fascinating, and you should pay close attention now to what I'm going to tell you. I want you to think about your home address and the number of your home, speaking of vibration. So let's say you're out home shopping, house shopping, and you have a few places you like and you want to know potentially which one best suits you or your family. Now remember that you have to first find the vibration number of that address. And that is where you reduce the number altogether to a single digit. And incidentally, if by chance that number bears a letter, say 236B, do everything the same as before, but just add the number of the letter, which in this case is 2. So 236B is a 4 vibration, so you know. So let's look at some house examples you need to, in better understanding this all. I'm going to start with the best and most active energy-wise of all the possibilities, and that's a 5 house or residence. 5 is the number of the mind, the mental. What traditionally happens in a 5 house is a very active household. Lots going on. But the one drawback is that all that mental activity, it can lead to discord and fighting. I've often considered and contended that a 5 house is likely the most where divorces are associated, and that number brings on that effect. It's not going to be a home of quiet and calm. It's going to be active, busy, heavily involved with routine and structure, and yes, fights. That just happens. On the other hand, if you want a home where people gravitate to, they want to be there, where people just seem to gravitate, buy a 6 home. 6 is the number of humanity, and people there just gravitate to it. They like to be there, stay there. Yeah, sorry, they do. And with a 6 home, you'll find you'll be prone to having people just drop by, announced or unannounced, as they find themselves really comfortable there. And they do. A 9 home sets a standard of high ground, which you will expect to have to live up to. Bums and slackers don't do well in a 9 home. If you want to live in a fortress, really like your own castle, moat or no moat, a 7 home will be for you. I will give you one small piece of advice to all our realtor friends, if I may. If you want to find a house where the occupants may likely not be happy, or there's likely a lot of stress going on, go solicit a 5 home for new listings. You'll find a real gold mine in your own neighborhood with 5 homes. Lastly, on the subject of homes and houses, if you want to make an impression, if money and wealth are perhaps one day the appearance of what you're looking to present, get yourself an 8 home, for it is there that money can and likely will come to you. Just be aware that the home itself wants money from you. Oh yes, it helps to attract success and wealth, but the house wants your money no differently. New paint, a new sidewalk, better eaves. Oh, you'll be into upkeep and improvement with the thing forever. Money and wealth is the theme of an 8 home. You have to understand that with all of life, with all of numbers, that many things can come to happen with regards to the way that these vibrations happen to work. Now, I want you to also understand that that is not a scary thing. What you have to take into consideration is managing those vibrations, understanding them, and yes, allowing them to work for you. The whole trick of this is to understand how these vibrations, these conditions, can be managed and set up to be working in your favor. That's not scary. That's helpful. So when it comes right down to it, it just takes a little understanding of vibration and numbers and frequency. And yes, no, you don't have to be a numerologist. I'm happy to answer any question, any concern that you might have when it comes to numbers, and I'll be happy to help you. You can reach me at love@dbnelite.me. That's love@dbnelite.me. I'm Stefan Wenzel.